Good morning, 2 minutes after 6 o'clock. Russ James with the Hurt So Bad sound of Linda Ronstadt. KCPR and Russ James sitting in for Donna Pangburn on this early Wednesday morning here in San Luis Obispo. If you're just getting up, I thought you might like some light reading. So here's something from the Diary of Bread. KCPR with the music of Jim Capaldi, 1976 stuff called Good Night and Good Morning. Bread before that, Steely Dan, Linda Ronstadt, and John Sebastian. 16 minutes of music for you. 15 after 6 o'clock, and to promote safety in boating, the flotilla number 63 of the United States Coast Guard is sponsoring a free 3-lesson basic boating class. The class will be held in the San Luis Obispo Yacht Club on the 3rd, 7th, and 10th of June. So come out to the San Luis Yacht Club in Avila Beach and learn all about boating. For more information, just call 489-0748.
Holy hubcaps, Rick. How do you make it stop?
KCPR, 16 minutes after 6 o'clock, and Russ James. And on this Wednesday morning, outside there's lots of overcast and clouds in San Luis Obispo. But in my eyes and in your stereo, there's fire. These are the Pointer Sisters from the San Luis Sound.
I'm riding in your car.
23 after 6 o'clock, and Russ James taking a look at the weather picture here at KCPR. It says, interesting. Sunny and slightly breezy today with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s, although right now it is overcast and wet on the streets of our small paradise, San Luis Obispo. Here's John Cougar. KCPR, the latest from Nicolette Larson. That's Dancin' Jones, 6:30 on the Central Coast. And have you ever thought what would happen if someday your life depended on a kidney transplant? Would it be available? Well, the grim truth is probably not. Right now, 75% of the patients waiting for transplants will not receive them because of a shortage of suitable donors. Give them the same chance you'd want for yourself. Will your kidneys to others. You can do so by signing the organ donor card, which comes with your new driver's license, or you can get one through your kidney foundation. KCPR and Russ James getting you up and hopefully getting you going on this Wednesday morning hump day with the music of Felix Cavalier. KCPR with some new music from Chris Rea. Remember the man who did Fool If You Think It's Over? That's from his album called Tennis. Some good news. Felix Cavalier, Only a Lonely Heart Sees. Tavares, Remember What I Told You to Forget. In England Dan and John Ford Coley, Love Is the Answer.
It's that time of year again, Laurie.
And that's tonight at 7 o'clock.
Way back, a classical gas.
6:47 in the morning time, KCPR and Russ James trying to get you up and getting you going. Best way to do that is play music with a beat and some pleasant memories. How about you? Remember the days of the old schoolyard?
Remember the days of the old schoolyard.
KCPR with Warren Zevon, fresh back from the Animal Science Unit, talking about the werewolves of London. KCPR and Russ James, how you doing this morning? Me? I'm hanging in there with Diana Ross and the Supremes. KCPR, love grows where my rosemary goes. Love will also keep us together, at least until 8 o'clock when Grant comes in with music for you. KCPR with music from the album Toulouse Street from the Doobie Brothers. And listen to the music. Captain and Tennille, Edison Lighthouse, Fire Fallen, Jim Stafford, all four of you in a row. They're about 13 after 7 o'clock. Russ James for Donna Pangburn with this reminder for you that 543-4242 is the number that could save your life if you live in the unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. Now, the California Department of Forestry would like to stress the importance of knowing this number and of remaining calm when reporting the necessary information of a fire or other emergency. Tell the dispatcher what the problem is, give the address of the emergency, and give your name and phone number. Help will be dispatched while further questions are being asked. Remember this number, 543-4242, for emergencies in unincorporated areas. 543-4242 could be the most important number you know.
If you've got it, you've been putting off for a long time.
15 after 7 o'clock at KCPR, and some brand new music from someone by the name of Rocky Burnett, believe it or not. They're tired of towing the line. KCPR, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, and Russ James stepping in here to remind you that we've got all the news that happened while you slept or what's going to happen today for you. It's 7:30 this morning with Frank Thomas. Don't you miss it. 10 minutes away. Right now for you, from the Long Run LP, these are the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
KCPR with music of the Cars from their first album. She's My Best Friend's Girl. Quarter before 8 o'clock, Jethro Tull ahead of that, and the other side of Father Harry, Bungle in the Jungle and the Ventures right before the news. Hawaii 5-0, and our news department has handed me this story, one of those little bits of human interest that we sometimes like to cover. For someone who claims, now this is Dateline Hollywood here, for someone who claims to have seen Star Wars 178 times, a mere 36 hours of camping outside a theater in drizzly weather to see the sequel, The Empire Strikes Back, was nothing. Fan Terry Harden said it was the three-year wait between films that was a difficult part, but now that the big event was near, the force from the first film would carry her through. The film opens today in 126 theaters in the United States and Canada. Miss Harden had been firmly entrenched on Hollywood Boulevard with 12 or 13 other fans since early Monday morning, even though tickets, and this is what's going to hurt if you're going to see the film 178 times, were priced at a record-setting $5.50 each. And they didn't go on sale until 11 p.m. last night. The first screening began at 12:01 a.m. this morning and will continue for an unprecedented 72 hours. So if you'd like to see The Empire Strike Back, Strikes Back, it's now at a theater somewhere near you at what we understand a record-setting $5.50 each.
Positions are a cool opportunity, employer.
13 before 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning, and the Pure Prairie League has a new album out. It's called Firing Up, and it's going to be featured this week on 91 Review. Join D.W. Norton, your host for 91 Review, this Wednesday night at 7:15. He'll tell you a little bit about the group and then play the new album in its entirety. This week, Wednesday night, 7:15 on 91 Review. Speaking of the Pure Prairie League, here's something from that new album. This is called I Can't Stop This Feeling on the San Luis Sound. KCPR, 4 minutes before 8 o'clock, and that's going to do it for Russ James. I'll be back next Monday night at 9 o'clock with an hour of Fleetwood Mac. And Grant is next with music until 9 o'clock. Here's Chicago, taking you back.
Hi, this is Dave Stein outside the Hi, this is Dave Stein out on the streets here outside the KCPR auditorium. And as you can hear, we've got quite a crowd outside here. And more than that, we have got cars. They are lined up bumper to bumper. And my gosh, what? There's another accident. Let's see, have the police been notified? Yes, I hear them coming now. Well, I've got a couple of passerbys. Who do we have here?
Hello, this is Dave Ware.
And Kathy Labakis from KLOK Radio in San Jose.
And where are you headed for in such a mob scene?
For KCPR.
I noticed you parked here in the restricted area. Where is your car?
Right around the corner.
Well, then, I assume you managed to get one of the coveted KCPR parking permits. Now, if you could tell us and the listeners...
Son of a gun, do you know what?
My God, your car was smashed to bits. What type was it?
A sparkling, brand-new Mercedes-Benz. Oh,
who smashed into you? My God, it's one of our own auctioneers. That's Weird Al.
Ow! Ow! Weird Al!
Al, your weirdliness, you just totaled Dave and Kathy's brand-new car. Why did you do it? Dave Weir, meet KCPR's very own Weird Al.
Ow! Weird Al!
Al, what are you doing? You're smashing up your own 64 Belvedere. Why? Look at all this rubble. Well, it sounds like the police are on their way now. Al, are you all right? Dave, are you going to do anything? They're locking him up.
Oh, Weird Al!
Any last words for us, Al, and all the listeners?
Set me free. Oh, did you please just set me free?
Officer, where are you taking Weird Al?
All the way to violate.
Well, Dave and Kathy, I don't know how to break this to you, but it looks like you're going to have to do the Weird Al show until we raise enough money to get you home.
That's right. If we don't get enough money, we're going to have to continue to bring you the Weird Al show on Saturday night.
Oh, Weird Al! Golly, no!
You wouldn't want that now, would you?
No!
Well, neither would we. Dave Stein with the rather disillusioned Dave Ware and Kathy Labakis outside the KCPR Auction Studios, returning you now to more 91 Music.
didn't send me by request.
Is this the request personality?
Yeah. What do you want to hear?
Oh, I don't want to hear anything. I just want to see Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? Hey, listen, I've got a lot of records to put on down here.
John, now look, you made her cry.
Weird Al, what are you doing on the phone?
Hey, kid, it's okay. We'll take you to see Santa Claus.
What? Oh, sure. You guys don't care.
Oh, yes, we do. Now, we're going to take you to see old Santa Claus.
No,
No bologna.
Good luck.
There, he's gone now. You really want to see Santa?
Oh, yes, sir. Real bad. You see, sir? I don't have nobody who loves me. And, sir, I don't want bikes or toys or games. I just want to see Santa Claus. I would kiss you, sir, if I got to see him.
Oh.
Hang on, kid, we'll pick you up.
Bob, bicycle, Bob!
Bob! Hey, Bob!
What, Al?
Bob, are you doing anything special right now?
Well, Al, I just happen to be going to the biggest oldies concert in the history of the world. Oh. Get this, they're going to have Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young doing backup vocals for Frankie Valli. Oh. The Beach Boys will be there. Dinah Ross and the Supremes will be there. Herman's Hermits and the Dave Clark Five will be there. And get this, the Beatles are getting back together again just for this one benefit performance. I wouldn't miss this one for the world.
Well, you can go to a lousy concert if you want to, but you know where I'm going.
Where, Al?
I'm gonna go see Santa Claus.
Well, I hope you know I was just kidding, Al, baby. Who wants to see a stupid little concert anyway? When do we leave for the North Pole?
Well, we gotta pick up a few more people first.
Tonight, the special programming department transforms KCPR from 2 hours of pure music to 2 hours of pure entertainment.
Brian, we're gonna go see Santa Claus. You wanna come along?
Oh, gosh, I can't. I'm so busy with all this stuff. The greatest popular songs of Christmas is on at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. By the way, what station is it on?
This one, Al.
91, KCPR.
Jerry, what have you longed for your entire life?
Well, to go see Santa Claus at the North Pole.
Well, guess what?
This is Russ Scherer, General Manager of Public Radio Station KCPR.
Mr. Scherer of Russ James fame. Oh, Your Honorable Highness. Oh,
what?
Your Highness, we... That is me. No, we... No, yes, all of us, that is to say Jerry Peek, Bicycle Bob... John Furtado and me want to take some dumb kid to see Santa Claus.
To do this, Mr. Weird Al, you realize you place yourself in a difficult position epistemologically.
How so, your nothingness?
You must answer the eternal question. The question that continually pervades our great, revered, hallowed halls. At this magnificent enterprise known as the Sound.
What question is that, oh great daddy of us all?
How much your weirdness will it cost?
Your neck if you don't let us go.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose. This could become a habit.
And so begins the great journey to the North Pole. A journey that began with the heart, and, as we shall see, will end with the heart. Of course, a few questions must be answered in the meantime.
Is there a North Pole exit off the 101?
By nightfall, the gang has made it to the beautiful mountainous lands of Canada. We joined them there, around the campfire.
Hey, kid, what's wrong?
Dad, will we really get them a light?
Hey now, perk up.
Yeah, kid. There's nothing to be afraid of. Here, have a candy bar.
Is it in the budget?
Jerry, where are we right now?
Hard telling, John. Somewhere in the Yukon, a few thousand miles from home. We're really buried in the sticks. Hey, look at this, you guys.
What?
A piece of paper pinned to the tree. It looks like it's been here 1,000 years. It says, "The following hour of programming has been made possible by a grant from the assembly line, San Luis Obispo."
That's weird.
I wonder how we're going to get out of this mess.
Well, it could be worse. I mean, we can get KCPR here, can't we?
Oh, sure. I'll turn on the radio. And so, we return to the KCPR travelers just for a moment to see how their journey to the North Pole is going. The funny thing is, though, I really don't know where they are. I'm really glad this Belvedere of yours floats on the water, Al. Otherwise, we'd never have been able to get past this ocean.
Well, gang, we sort of have a problem.
What kind of problem?
Like, I don't know where we are.
Great. Did anyone bring a compass? How about you, Russ?
It was not in the budget.
Hey, what's that floating in the water?
Grab it. It looks like a bottle.
It is a bottle, and it has a message inside. It says, "This hour of programming has been made possible by a grant from the Assembly Line Restaurant in San Luis Obispo."
That's odd. Oh, well, so, gang, what are we going to do about being stuck out in the middle of the ocean?
Look, look, look up in the sky.
It looks like...
The courageous travelers are getting closer and closer to the North Pole, unaware that a mysterious person from the past will visit them soon. Our story now continues.
Little girl, come here!
Oh, please don't hurt me, sir, please!
You, my child, must learn the true meaning of Christmas!
Oh, I do, sir! It's love, joy, and kindness!
It is money! Look, kid, since we left, you have consumed 12 candy bars. That is $3. $3! Child, it is time you face the facts of life. Life is money. Do you hear? Money!
Sir! Please stay away from me. I'll never eat again.
I'll get you, my pretty...
Rusty, what's wrong with you? This is Christmas.
Christmas is not in the budget.
Here, kid, it's okay. You can have a candy bar.
No more candy bars.
Oh, don't be silly. You can have a candy bar.
It is not.
Shut up. Up.
That's right, mister. Shut up.
Ronald Coleman? Where? Why, you've been dead for 20 years.
I do believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks. I do.
No. Not dead. Just retired.
Retired?
I said that. I live up now away from the likes of folks like your friend there. The money mongers. Always trying to squeeze a little more meat from the buffalo.
The buffalo?
You know, on the nickel.
Jefferson's on the nickel now.
Oh, damn. Anyhow, out here it's just me and the snow. I have fun.
I remember, sir. You did many fine movies. I enjoyed them.
Because they were low budget,
I guess. That was their finest feature.
Well, now what brings you other folks so close to the North Pole?
Oh, to see Santa Claus, sir. I want to see him so badly.
Yeah, for toys and games, I guess.
Oh, no, sir. I just want to see him so bad. I truly do.
Well, now, ain't that something? Ain't that something?
Mr. Coleman, you did a tremendous Christmas adaptation once of...
Don't say it. I know I did. Too many memories, too many old dead ghosts to rekindle.
Too many people that were once young and fresh like you, critters. All my dear friends now turned to ashes. Oh, yes, I was young once, too. You can imagine that. Where in damnation are those violins? But, sir, that's too much for me. Too many old memories.
Couldn't you do it just once for us?
Oh, darn tootin' I could. Here, kids, come on, gather around. And you, you there with the bull balls voice. Carrot head, you keep your distance now. Ready, folks?
Oh, yes, Mr. Coleman. I like you.
Of course you do, kid. Now we have to go back. Back in time.
Wow, Mr. Coleman, that was so nice.
Oh, it was beautiful. Just beautiful.
How much did it cost?
Shut up there, you hormone case.
Oh, Rusty, will you ever change?
No, wait. I'm not such a bad guy.
Sure, Mr. Sure. I've seen many a one, and you fit the bill.
Hey, give me a chance. I can't help this. You see, Mr. Coleman, I never had much persuasion with people, and, well, I had to use my voice to intimidate them. Nobody ever loved me, Mr. Coleman, nobody at all. I had to start loving something. It had to be money.
There are those damned violins again.
Give me time to think. I can still change.
Okay, kid, okay. We'll see. We'll see. Now then, maybe somebody else has a story to tell. You there, Jerry.
Gosh, I'm sorry. It's so cold, I can't even think.
Oh, I'd like another story.
See there, folks? See? Oh, let's have one now. Who are you again, kid?
Oh, Weird Al?
A weird kind of a dopey name. Tell the kid a story. Go ahead.
Oh, please, Mr. Al. I like you, too.
Ooh! Well, how about if I tell you about one of my Christmases?
Oh, there now. That's nice.
Oh, okay, kid, listen. I'll tell you a story. This is a little story about what Christmas was like when I was just a little kid like you. Oh, I can remember when I was very young. The only thing I wanted was to see Santa Claus, too. So on Christmas Eve, when my folks thought I was asleep, I would tiptoe into the living room and wait for Santa Claus to show up. And of course, I'd nod off and fall asleep after a while in front of the fireplace, and when morning came around, my dad would find me curled up on the carpet. Then he'd wake me up, and with an impish grin on his face, he'd tie me to the chair with dental floss and force-feed me kitty litter. Then he'd drag me into the kitchen and put my hands in the frying pan.
Shut up, Weird. Look at the kid.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe she wants something besides one of my heartwarming tales.
Oh, Mr. Ronald Coleman, I'm so cold. Mr. Coleman, sir? Oh, Mr. Coleman, sir?
Spit it out, kid. Spit it out.
Oh, sir, I don't think I'll ever get to see Santa Claus.
Yeah, Mr. Coleman, do you know how far it is?
Do you know what direction it is?
Do you know how much it costs? I'm sorry.
I know how to get there, and it's easy. But it's something you folks have been missing all along.
What, Mr. Coleman?
The magic of Christmas. Yes, sir. We'll get you there through the beauty and the real meaning of this season.
How?
By just believing.
Just believing?
Ha! I said it first.
Oh, but really, physically, how are we going to get there? I mean, I believe in everything.
Oh, do you really? Do you really believe in the most important thing about Christmas?
Yeah, I do.
How about you, kid? Do you?
Oh, yes, Mr. Coleman, I do. A real lot. But how are we going to get there?
How? Why, just look around.
Ho, ho, ho. What have we here? What have we here? You, young man, what's your name?
My name...
my name is Weird Al.
Oh, so good to see you, Al. And what would you like for Christmas?
Oh gosh, Santa. I've always wanted to get a comedy record released on a big record company.
Mm-hmm. A big record company?
Oh, yes, sir. Real big.
How about Rhino Records?
Oh, no, even bigger.
Casablanca, maybe?
No, the Village People record on Casablanca.
All right. Capitol Records, then.
Oh, yes, Santa. Oh, thank you. Here's a great big kiss.
Mwah! Ho, ho, ho. Calm down. It'll be out on Christmas Eve. Just you wait and see. And you, you're a fine-looking man. Who are you?
Oh, my name's Jerry Peake.
And Jerry, what can old Santa do for you?
Well, Santa, a voice like John McFlanagan's at KFRC would be just the thing.
What? But you have a fine voice as it is.
Well, how about a voice like John McFlanagan and a job at KFRC, too?
Ho, ho, ho. Okay. Now, Jerry, tap on wood 3 times. Do it. Fine. Now say, Stereo 91.
Stereo 91.
Say, real cool now, KCPR.
KCPR. And try that one again. KCPR.
Ho, ho, you've got it. Every time you knock on wood 3 times, you'll have his voice.
Oh, thank you, Santa.
And the program director at KFRC has just woken out of a sound sleep and is writing you a nice letter. Ho, ho, ho.
That's really nice.
You with the carrot-colored head. What is your name?
My name is Russ Scherer.
No need to shout, young'un. I may be old, but I still have my senses.
Sorry.
What?
I said I'm sorry.
Sorry. I'm just playing a joke. Ha ho ho. I'm so happy at this time of the season. What would you like, Mr. Scherer?
$1 million for our radio station.
How about 50,000?
$100,000 and you've got a deal.
Sold. Now you can use all your talent at the sadly underfunded radio station. Between me and you, that was always a shame. You have such a fine operation. Now, why, what have we here? Oh, ho, 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 ho. Who is my little girl? Oh, come now. You'll hurt poor old Santa's feelings. There, that's a girl.
Oh, Santa Claus, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Of course not.
Oh, Santa Claus, is it really you?
Why, I don't know. Let me check my wallet. Ho, ho, ho. Of course it's me. I checked just yesterday. Ho, ho, ho. Now then, what's your name?
Everybody calls me Kid.
Well, Kid, what do you want for Christmas? A bike? A toy? A game?
Oh, Santa Claus, I don't want nothing. I just wanted to sit on your lap. That's all I want.
Well, now, you may certainly do that, young lady. Come over here.
Oh, I love you, Santa Claus.
I love you too, sweetie.
gosh, Santa, maybe all I want is that kiss that the kid there promised me back at the station.
Do that one.
Pull my lip.
here, San Luis Obispo, your polyroyal radio station. Polyroyal 1980. Try that again. Polyroyal 1980. KCPR, San Luis Obispo, your polyroyal radio station.
Nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
Yeah?
Yeah. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. And out on the lawn, there
were... San Luis Obispo, your polyroyal radio station.
Fallen snow gave the luster of the midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight.
KCPR, San Luis Obispo, your polyroyal radio station.
I sure. I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, see, like this. And his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! Ho, ho, ho! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings. Then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
The Greatest Popular Songs of Christmas has been produced and directed by your host, Brian Hackney. I'd like to thank my engineer, Bill Biggs, for his technical assistance, KCPR's music director, Donna Pangburn, and our program director, Russ Scherer, for making this program possible. And, oh yes, from all of us here at KCPR to all of you.
91 KCPR. Stereo 91.3 FM, KCPR. You're listening to Rick Shannon on FM 91, KCPR. Rick Shannon. Rick Shannon plays him for you. Dave Elliott. Dave Stein.
KCPR.